2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
It's 44 degrees.
Crash on I-15 in Lehi causing northbound delays. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
A recent study finds that less Americans report a religious affiliation.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has more in the KSL 24-hour news center. John?
Amanda, new data coming from the Pew Research Center shows that not only is the portion of Americans with no religious affiliation rising, but there's also a sharp drop in the percentage that identifies as Christian. They say data collected over the last 2 years shows that 65% of American adults identify as Christian. That's down about 10% from just 10 years ago. In contrast, the portion identifying as atheist or nothing in particular is up about 10% over that same time. With that in mind, it's not surprising to find out that the number of people attending religious service regularly is down to about 7% in the past decade. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Some legislators say a lot of policymakers have questions about the state's liquor laws, so they're hosting a summit at the Capitol today to give some answers. Representative Timothy Hawk says they're inviting guests from all over the country to explain what other states do.
What are the emerging trends? How are laws and regulations affecting industry? All of those are relevant questions.
He says there's even more questions after multiple changes to the state's liquor laws in recent years.
Another contentious meeting late yesterday over the proposed inland port on the west side of Salt Lake City.
Protesters tried to drown out members of the Utah Inland Port Authority during a tense meeting at the state capitol. Those protesters were ejected, but most were peaceful while giving the Port Authority a piece of their mind Thursday evening. Clark Clements has several concerns about the proposed freight storage and distribution hub on Salt Lake City's northwest side.
There isn't a master business plan, but we haven't seen a plan, a business plan that includes an environmental impact statement or a health assessment.
Port Authority members say they're still in the early planning stages and want to make the project environmentally friendly, but acknowledge there's community distrust about their transparency. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Much cooler today than yesterday, but the sky should be clear. Tomorrow starts nice, but by the afternoon we'll start seeing some rain showers that will eventually turn to snow.
Looks like we're going to get accumulations out of this one on Sunday. So the mountain areas could easily see 8 to 12 inches of snow. Heber could get 3 inches. The same thing with Park City, several inches of snow possible there. And even the valleys here could see a trace of accumulation by Sunday afternoon.
Countdown is on for ski season. Grant says Monday looking clear but remains cooler than normal. By Tuesday, we should be back to normal temperatures for this time of year.
It's unclear if a Turkish ceasefire is going to hold. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the ceasefire announced along the Syrian-Turkish border yesterday is not holding so far. Reports today of shelling and gunfire in one border town. Senator Lindsey Graham criticized the U.S. troop withdrawal that led to the Turkish invasion, but welcomes a ceasefire.
The goal is still the same, to get Turkey out of Syria.
The five-day ceasefire aims to create a safe buffer zone. The White House backtracking comments by Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney suggesting the administration withheld aid to Ukraine, pressing them to investigate the Bidens.
I have news for everybody. Get over it. There's going to be political influence in foreign policy.
He claims his comments are misconstrued and that the administration was pushing for Ukraine to combat corruption. The son of notorious Mexican drug lord El Chapo Guzman was set free by federal troops in Sinaloa State after they were outnumbered by cartel gunmen in a fierce gun battle. Ovidio Guzman was taken into custody on drug charges leading to that attack, reportedly killing two people. And a small earthquake hit the city of Compton, rattling the Los Angeles area just after midnight. It's credited to the Newport-Inglewood Fault, which fractured in 1933, killing 120 people then. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL Radio.
This is pretty cool stuff, and it happens within the half hour. The first all-female spacewalk will get underway.
Astronauts Christina Cook and Jessica Meir will be the first women to pair on a spacewalk. Their walk outside the International Space Station moved up from Monday to today after a unit in the orbiting lab failed during a power-up of new batteries. The spacewalk was originally planned for March with Cook and another astronaut, Anne McClain, but postponed because there was only one size medium spacesuit, and they had to wait for a second one to be made. In all, just 15 women have been on spacewalks, all with male partners. Yuni Han, ABC News.
That is cool.
Kind of a nice moment. It'll be a first spacewalk for one of them, too. The other's been out, I think they said, four or five times, but that'll be a wild experience.